Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Grant Management Funding for Public and Nonprofit Programs by Jeremy L. Paul is an academic and practical guide to the full grant lifecycle in public and nonprofit settings. Rather than treating grant writing as a narrow exercise in proposal drafting, the book frames it as part of a broader management process that begins with identifying funding opportunities and developing programs, then moves through budgeting, narrative preparation, submission, review, award administration, and evaluation, written from a community development perspective. It draws on public administration concepts and is aimed at students as well as working managers in public agencies and nonprofit organizations. Its purpose is to demystify how external funding works while showing that effective grant work depends on organizational readiness, compliance, and long-term program stewardship. Not only persuasive writing, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, grant seeking as an organizational process, not just proposal writing. A central idea in the book is that grant work should be understood as a management system rather than a one-time writing task. Paul begins with the search for funding and the development of programs, which means the organization must first identify a real need and then align that need with a suitable funder. This approach matters because grant success depends on fit, eligibility, and strategic planning before a proposal is ever written. The book helps readers see why agencies that treat grants as an afterthought often struggle the proposal cannot compensate for a weak program design or a poor understanding of the funding environment. By situating grants within organizational planning, Hall connects external funding to mission, capacity, and implementation. That framing is especially useful for nonprofits and public agencies that must justify how a proposed project will actually function once financed. Secondly, building competitive applications through budgets, narratives, and documentation. The book gives detailed attention to the technical parts of proposal development, especially the budget, budget narrative, proposal narrative, and supporting forms. These elements are presented as interconnected rather than separate chores. A strong narrative must explain the need, goals, and methods in a way that matches the budget, while the budget must be realistic, compliant, and clearly tied to activities. Hall also emphasizes the practical importance of documentation and submission requirements, which often determine whether an application is even considered. This is an important contribution because many beginners focus only on persuasive language and underestimate how much grant review depends on administrative precision. The book shows that competitive applications are built through alignment. The project description, costs, timeline, and required attachments must all tell the same story. That makes the text useful for readers who need to move from general ideas to funder-ready applications. Thirdly, understanding the grant environment eligibility, grant types, and funder rules, Hall devotes significant attention to the structure of the grant system itself, including grant types, eligibility rules, and the differences among funding sources. The book addresses federal grants, categorical grants, block grants, and foundation funding, helping readers understand that each source operates under different expectations and constraints. This matters because grant management is largely about matching organizational purpose to funder requirements. Eligibility rules can be surprisingly specific, and the book shows why careful reading of the announcement or guidance document is essential. Readers are encouraged to think less like casual applicants and more like analysts of funding rules. That perspective is valuable in public and nonprofit work, where missing a technical requirement can disqualify an otherwise strong project. By explaining the grant environment in a systematic way, the book equips readers to evaluate whether a funding opportunity is worth pursuing before investing time in an application. Fourthly, from award to administration managing grants responsibly after funding is secured, another major theme is what happens after a grant is awarded. Hall treats the award as the beginning of a new management phase, not the end of the process. The book covers grant management basics such as compliance, accountability, and ongoing administration, reflecting the reality that funded programs must be operated within funder rules and organizational controls. This is an important distinction because many guides stop at the submission stage, even though implementation failures can damage both the project and the organization's future funding prospects. The book also helps readers understand the decision process that follows submission so they can anticipate how awards are made and what responsibilities come with acceptance. By presenting grant management as an ongoing organizational duty, Hall links financial stewardship with program credibility. The result is a more realistic picture of public and nonprofit funding, where successful acquisition of funds is only one part of a longer institutional responsibility. Lastly, evaluation and community development as the final test of grant-funded work. The book closes the loop by emphasizing evaluation and the broader purpose of grant-funded programs. Hall includes a chapter on evaluating grant programs, showing that funders and organizations both need evidence that resources produced meaningful results. Evaluation is treated as part of good management, not as a bureaucratic afterthought. This approach is consistent with the book's community development orientation, where funding is valuable only if it supports effective public or nonprofit action. Readers are encouraged to connect program design, implementation, and outcome assessment, since evaluation plans should be considered early rather than added later. This focus is important for public administrators and nonprofit managers because it helps them justify continued support, improve service delivery, and learn from experience. In that sense, the book does more than teach how to win grants. It teaches how to build accountable programs that can demonstrate value to stakeholders and funders over time. In conclusion, grant management funding for public and nonprofit programs is best suited for students, beginning grant writers, public administrators, nonprofit managers, and professionals who need a structured understanding of external funding. Its main benefit is that it treats grants as part of the entire organizational management cycle, from opportunity search and proposal development to award administration and program evaluation. That broader framing makes it more useful than books that focus only on persuasive writing or sample applications. Readers gain a realistic view of how funders think, why eligibility and documentation matter, how budgets should align with program design, and why compliance and evaluation remain important after funding is secured. The book stands out in its category because it combines public administration theory with an applied, step-by-step treatment of grant work. It is not simply a how-to manual, but a course-ready text that helps readers understand both the technical and managerial dimensions of grant funding. For anyone working in public or nonprofit settings, it offers a practical foundation for pursuing funds responsibly and managing them effectively. If you would like to support Jeremy L. Hall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.